Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
So let me start with the Knicks and Jalen Brunson. That performance was incredible. He is, since the day he got here, he's been outplaying his contract. He's playing like a superstar. He's leading his team. He is fearless. I've often said that the Knicks have never had a point guard, or haven't really had a legit point guard. I don't care what you say, and I don't care what you, who you're talking about, since Clyde Frazier, that actually led the team. I mean, and believe me, I've been a Knicks fan since 1968. You know how that goes.
You sound like a caller.
Exactly. Yeah. And this guy is just absolutely money. He's fearless. He's determined. He's a tremendous leader. He didn't shoot well in the first couple games. All of a sudden, the last couple games, he starts shooting well again. He's on the road, and he's leading his team. And he's got the ball in his hands literally 80% of the time and knows what to do with it. So I can't say enough about him. He's first-team All-NBA. Anybody who has watched this team throughout the year knows how great he has been. Now, I will also say about Precious Achiuwa, who I was talking about last week, and you guys were kind of giggling at me and everything else like that. And I understand that because he was only going eight men deep, and there's only so much time in a game to play a guy that plays essentially the same position as your two centers.
Yeah.
But here's the point why I was saying this about Precious Achiuwa. When Ananobi, Julius Randle, and Mitchell Robinson were all out, and it was he and Hartenstein. Okay, and all that guy did was play defense, get key rebounds, would get a steal, would get a deflection. You know, I think his offensive game's off a little bit now just simply because he hasn't played a lot in the last 2 weeks.
So an all-time Knicks performance by Jalen Brunson yesterday as he breaks Bernard King's 40-year-old record. He goes for 47 points in a 97-92 Game 4 road win of the Sixers down in Philadelphia, or MSG South, as it turned out, with all the Knicks fans making the trip and making some noise. We'll get to that as well. 18 of 34 from the field, with his teammates doing very little as far as shooting goes, and Brunson added 10 assists. He took an Embiid elbow shoulder to the face and overcame that knee injury scare at the end of the third quarter, all in a day's work.
Somehow he just found a way. We kept fighting, kept sticking together. He found a way, and when it's ugly and we can find a way to win like that. Now, when we're not playing perfect, it's a plus for us, a plus for our confidence. But, I mean, we're not done yet.
Still need that one more victory.
I love that attitude. But, you know, the thing about it is, this was so 90s Knicks.
Yeah.
This was like beat them up, run into people, push everybody down. You know, I mean, it was just like hack away.
Yeah, and then other team doing the same thing and then coming out victorious. I mean, that was the thing about the 90s Knicks was the most impressive, is every other team played physical as well. It's just that the Knicks were more physical. And in today's NBA, you don't see a lot of this. You definitely don't see it in the regular season. But to have both these teams like really go like rough and tumble in a basketball game in the fourth quarter, where there was elbows. I mean, there was people just knocking each other down for an entire quarter, and the Knicks to just come out and like flex at the end of it on the road. I mean, it just doesn't get any better.
The way that Brunson is able to get a shot off.
Yeah, no.
It's incredible. It's ridiculous.
In the paint.
That's what I'm saying. Like the fallaway jumper, I'm telling you, man, it is so reminiscent of Clyde back in the day. I think Clyde's a little bit taller than he was.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Brunson's probably a little bit quicker than Clyde was. But nonetheless, they still had the same mindset. How many three-point plays do we see Brunson going for when he gets the guy in the air and then he jumps into him and shoots it and makes that? And that was Clyde's signature move.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's like this team finally got the guy. They finally got the guy.
Took a while.
To lead the team. Took a while. Took like 30, 40 years.
And we didn't expect it to be him when he signed. We thought he would be a nice piece and an upgrade and a good guy, and his dad was on the staff. Never did you think that the answer would be him. He's the answer.
I mean, the Knicks were all over him, you know, to the point where they lost a draft choice because of it.
Right.
So the Knicks contract and what they paid him as compared to the other superstars in the league.
Well, he's his next contract is huge. Sure. But I will say that the Knicks identified him, Hart, and Ananobi. They identified all three of those guys.
And Fleegs is right. He goes, when Brunson signed here, he was supposed to be a guy to help get the other big guy.
Yeah.
Now, I remember when Donovan Mitchell was out there, the two of them were talking and everything, and it turns out that Brunson's the guy.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites like their liposomal vitamin C support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel a difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
So think about what we were talking about, teams hating each other. This right here, and we saw a little bit of it in Knicks Heat last year, but what's going on right now between the Knicks and the Sixers is legitimate dislike. Like, and the NBA over the last number of years has gotten so friendly. And these two teams, they can't stand one another. The fan bases, obviously, New York and Philly have always hated each other in every sport. And like, I love that. And the NBA's been knocked for good reason over the last number of years, especially in the regular season. But what you're getting and what you got in the fourth quarter, well, for four quarters, but especially the end of the fourth quarter yesterday, is as entertaining as it gets in NBA basketball.
You know, the one thing that I will say, the end of an NBA game, like the last 3 minutes,
it takes forever.
I know. It's nonstop. It's timeouts. It's challenges. And how many times do you see the players screaming for the challenge?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just another. Yeah. I mean,
now, I will say this. I thought, you know, it's hard for Richard Jefferson. He's trying to be even. So he's not our
what? Home. What do you mean he's trying to be even? That guy doesn't try to be even at all. He is a Knicks hater haters. He's the president of the Knicks hater club.
Of course, everybody thinks that.
And
as a national broadcaster, when you have to do games and you're trying to keep it as balanced as possible, you hear what you want to hear from the fan base.
How about
when Ryan Rucco actually brought up the fact, and I give him a lot of credit, that Embiid actually did step on Jalen Brunson when he was down twice.
So that's how you know when your play-by-play guy is checking you on your Knicks hate. That's how you know. Now, I know what you're saying because you've been in that position. There's been a lot of people that will say, this guy hates my team. When you don't hate the team, all you're doing is you're talking about it objectively. I'm sorry. I have listened to as many games as anybody my age, watched them. Richard Jefferson has a grudge against the New York Knicks, and this isn't like Joe Buck hating my team. You know, there's a lot of people that'll watch their teams, their local broadcasters that are pro their team, then it's national, and they think that they hate them. That's not the case that's going on with Richard Jefferson.
Well, you know,
nobody treats the Knicks like Richard Jefferson does. Kevin is in Middletown. Now he's on the Fan. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Kevin. What do you got for us?
Good. So, this is what I wanted to say about my boy Danny Jones here. I really think Neighbors was the right choice, all right? People forget that offensive line was historically bad.
Yeah, well, okay. Neighbors was the choice. But hold on for a second, Kevin. Neighbors was the choice, and it was the right choice at the right time with that pick. But that does not discount the fact that they were trying to trade up to the Patriots.
Well, like what I agree with that, but what Gio said before, if anybody's going to strive in this situation, I believe it's going to be Danny with that personality. And I got a little best bet for you guys.
Okay.
Comeback player of the year, Danny Jones.
I mean, listen, it's not crazy, Kevin. There are Daniel Jones truthers out there, and they're not quite as crazy as the Zach Wilson truthers, because Daniel Jones, I've seen win a playoff game and be the best player on the field. Now, the week after that, he got absolutely crushed
by a great Philly team.
Right. So, I mean, we don't talk about that as much, but I saw Daniel Jones thrive in that situation, go to the playoffs when no one expected him to, and then play the game of his life in a playoff game and get to a divisional round. Zach Wilson just flat out stunk. So, when the Daniel Jones truthers come out, I give them a little more credence, and it's not that nuts. I mean, you have the top. If I love Neighbors as much as I love Neighbors, and I think he's going to be the next great LSU wide receiver in the NFL, and it's year three of Brian Daboll and Daniel Jones, and this team should be better all around, including its offensive line and its defense after the Brian Burns deal. It's not a crazy thought. Do I think it's going to happen? Am I going to put my money on it? No, but it's not a crazy thought.
Who has a better chance of being comeback player of the year, he or Joe Burrow?
Oh, yeah, Joe Burrow. Yeah. All right. Okay. That ends that debate, huh?
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.